Let's pray once more together.
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
We pray you would speak to us by your Spirit through your word today.
主啊，通过你的话语，我们真是感谢你，你让圣灵与我们同在。
Reveal yourself to us.
主啊，你感谢你向我们显现。
That you are our security.
主啊，你是我们的磐石。
And your favor lasts for a lifetime.
主啊，你的恩典传到万世。
And that you are the one who brings joy in the morning.
主啊，你是我们喜乐的源泉。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Our text for today's sermon.
我们今天要读的经文。
It's a psalm of praise for God's deliverance and favor.
我们是为这个是关于主耶稣基督，我上帝的赞美。
It's a psalm of the triumph of joy over grief in the lives of God's people.
这是主耶稣基督对主耶稣我们上帝这个我们上帝的战胜的赞美。
As the words of verse 5 express,
就像这个第五节诗篇第五节那里说，
Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
我们很可能在黑夜被折磨，但是我们的喜乐从早晨而来。
The prescript tells us that this is a psalm of David.
这里边告诉我们这是大卫的一篇诗篇。
And that it was used for the dedication of the temple after his death.
这是为了用来纪念一个庙宇而写的。
Please look at the psalm with me in your Bibles.
我们来看一下这个圣经文，与我一起来看。
To see how it unfolds.
我们来看看它怎么展开。
The psalm begins and ends in verse 1-3 and verses 11-12, with David praising the Lord for his deliverance.
那么我们从第一节看到第三节，还有第六节到第十二节，我们能够看到主隐藏的面孔。
Then in verses 4-5, David summons the saints to praise the Lord with him.
然后从第一节到第四节，大卫又在赞美神。
And in verses 6-10, he recounts the story behind his praise.
那么呢，从第六节到第十节，大卫又在讲他自己的困境。
We will consider the psalm beginning in the middle with David's story with 3 points.
我们可以从诗篇的中部来看到大卫的故事。
First, the Lord's hidden face.
那么我们第一来看到主这个我们上帝隐藏的面孔。
Second, the Lord's favor and joy.
我们第二来看到神的喜乐。
And third, David's deliverance and the people's praise.
第三我们能够看到大卫的释放。
First, the Lord's hidden face, which we see in verses 6-12.
我们从这里看到第一节第六节到第十二节看到上帝隐藏的面孔。
In verses 6-10, David recounts the circumstances that led to his trial and deliverance.
从第六节到第十节，大卫讲了他的困境，在他困境里，他面临试探。
He says, "As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved."
主要如果要是我说的话，那么我呢将say that again.
Verse six.
第六节。第六节那里说，当我至于我凡事平顺，便说我永不动摇。
By your favor, O Lord, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper.
当我感到至于我凡事平顺便说我永不动摇耶和华啊你曾施恩叫我的江山稳固你掩了面我就彷徨耶和华我曾求告你我向耶和华恳求说我被被害流血下到坑中有什么益处呢尘土岂能称颂你便传说你的诚实呢
In these verses, we see David's presumption, his plight, and his prayer.
我们从这些经文里面看到这个大卫的想法，我们来看到他的祷告， 以及他的一些个困境。
In verse 5, David says, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved.
第五节那里说，因为你的怒气不过是转眼之间，因为你的恩典是一生之久。
In the midst of his prosperity, the man after God's own heart was still vulnerable to pride and presumption.
在这个他很顺利的时候，在这个他始终处于困境。
This great king was prone to believe, I shall never be moved.
那么这个伟大的君王，他会这样认为，他绝对从来不会感动。
And it is fitting that this psalm, as we see in the prescript, was a song for the dedication of the temple.
我们可以看到这段经文是对这个圣殿的赞美。
For as with David, so also the Israelites struggled with presumption.
我们可以从这个大卫的经文中看到以色列人的挣扎。
They would often think that the temple was the sign that Israel was unshakable.
那么呢，从这个经文中看到，我们以色列人也会认为他们的圣殿从来不会动摇。
So, for example, Jeremiah the prophet warned them in Jeremiah 7 verse 4. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
那在这个 Jeremiah 那部书里，他说，这是主耶，这是神的殿堂，这是神的殿堂。
With the temple in its midst, nothing evil could overtake Jerusalem.
那么在这个殿堂当中，这个罪恶不会得胜的。
Or so the people thought until the exile came.
这个他们这样认为，一直到这个他们被驱逐出去的时候。
As with David. And with Israel, we too are tempted to pride and presumption in prosperity.
那么我们就像大卫一样，我们也有这样的想法，这种看法。
If we are young, we are tempted to live as if we will never die and stand before the Lord.
当我们年轻的时候，我们会认为我们从来不会去死亡。
We easily neglect Ecclesiastes' command to remember your Creator.In the days of your youth.
我们也会这个很容易的就忽视掉神的诫命。
When we are healthy, we take our health for granted.
当我们身体健康的时候，我们以为这是很自然的事情。
In what has been historically a secure and prosperous country, we assume we will stay in the same social and economic status, or that we will rise.
当我们这个一切都很正常的时候，我们认为我们现在所享有的繁荣将会持续永远。
And when we give thanks at meal times,
当我们在谢饭祷告的时候
，And when we pray, give us this day our daily bread,
主啊，感谢你给我们日用饮食。
It often feels perfunctory,
这个给看来是非常表面化。
Like we're going through the motions.
好像我们这个经过了自己有自己感情的波动。
What is the mountain in your life that seems so unshakable?
我们生活当中的大山为什么有这么牢固呢？是什么这样使我们这么牢固
？In our prosperity, we struggle with presumption.
我们在我们得意的时候，我们这个也在我们的想法当中有挣扎。
And、we fail to grasp how completely.Our lives depend on the Lord.
我们常常会忽视我们生活当中所有的基石是什么。
However, the truth is, as David learned and confesses in verse 7,
那么我们可以从大卫这个第七章那里大卫的这个透露的可以看到。
By your favor, O Lord, you have made my mountain stand strong.
主啊。只要你愿意，你会使我的生活当中的大山稳固。
The mountain is a metaphor for David's secure prosperity.
这个大山就是大卫生活当中这个所谓他的繁荣的这个好的处境的象征。
And David is saying in verse 7 that this mountain of security was established and upheld by the Lord alone.
那么大卫在第七节那里说，我生活当中的繁荣的这种大山是完全是神来建造。
But David had forgotten this truth.
但是大卫却忘了这样的一个真理。
And in a severe mercy, the Lord took it away and so brought David back to himself.
在神的恩典当中，神把这种大山拿去了。
We see David's plight in verse 7.
我们在第七节那里看到大卫的处境。
He says at the end of verse 7, You hid your face, and I was dismayed.
在第七节那里说，你藏匿了你的面孔，我深受逆境。
What happened to David's unmovable mountain when God hid his face?
当我们的神把面目藏去的时候，那么我们内心那种毫不可动摇的大山哪去了呢？
It crumbled.
这个大山塌了。
From verses 1 to 3, we can see the severity of David's trial.
我们可以从第一节到第三节，我们可以看到大卫的困境的难度。
His foes threatened him, verse 1. His foes threatened him.
他的敌人迫近威胁他。
He was in need of healing, physical and probably also emotional and spiritual, verse 2.
那么大卫呢，在精神上、肉体上都需要医治。
He was even near death. He was descending to Sheol and among those who go down to the pit. Verse 3.
大卫在第三节那里，我们可以看到大卫将面临死亡。
And David shows that in verse 7 that all this was ultimately from the Lord.
大卫呢，在这里边深深的明白，从第七节那里可以看到，这一切都是来自于我们的上帝。
He is the one who hid his face.
那么我们的上帝是上帝把他自己的面孔隐藏起来。
And brought David to despair.
把这个大卫带到了这种困境。
But God's design was for David's good.
但是神的这个设计都是对他有利的。
That he may return to the Lord.
最终大卫将会能够回到神的面前。
And David does return.
大卫确实回到了神的面前。
We hear his prayer and then his praise.
我们可以听到大卫的祷告跟大卫对神的赞美。
In verses 8 to 10 he says, To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper.
第八节大卫在那里呼求耶和华啊，我曾求告你，我向耶和华恳求说，我被被害流血下到坑中有什么益处呢？尘土岂能赞美你，传说你的诚实，是耶和华啊，求你应允我，怜悯我，耶和华，求你帮助我。
Seems that recently many of us have and are experiencing the Lord's hidden face.
看来最近我们的一些弟兄姐妹也同时经历到神掩藏起来他的面孔的这样的事情。
We have been feeling what seems so secure begin to slip.
我们以前认为稳固坚定的东西现在慢慢开始变得不坚定了。
Our seemingly solid government nearly defaulted, and some of us were furloughed.
我们看到的这个我们认为坚实无比的美国政府现在也开始不坚实了。
Many have recently faced the serious threat and even the hard reality of layoff.
那么最近呢，我们的一些弟兄姐妹面临严酷的被解雇的这个现实。
We may be struggling in our relationships with family or friends.
我们在我们的生活当中，我们朋友之间邻里的关系，我们面临了考验。
With problems that seem impossible to overcome.
那这些东西好像这个很难克服。
Or our or a loved one's health is decaying.
那么呢，还有我们的一些亲人、家人的身体现在越来越不好。
Many of us, it seems, have experienced the hidden face of God.
那从此看来，我们大家都在经历神在向我们掩面。
The Lord is the one who makes our mountain stand strong.
实际上是我们的上帝使我们内心毫无动摇的大山稳固不动。
But He may also hide His face.
但是我们的上帝也会把他的面容拿去。
And when he does, he is leading us to examine our hearts.
那么当他掩面的时候，实际上他是让我们的内心来归向神。
To humble ourselves before him.
让我们在神的面前谦卑下来。
To draw near to him in faith and prayer, just as David did.
就像我们像大卫一样，在祷告跟信心当中与神接近。
We see that the Lord wonderfully delivered David.
那么我们可以看到我们的上帝如何美好地释放了大卫。
Verse 1 to 3, David says, You have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restore me to life from those who go down to the pit.
第一节大卫在那里，第一节到第三节大卫那里讲，耶和华我要尊崇你，因为你曾提拔我，不叫我的仇敌向我夸耀。耶和华我的神啊，我曾呼求你，你医治了我。耶和华你曾把我的灵魂从阴间救上来，使我存活，不至于下坑。
In verse 11 to 12, at the end of the psalm, he says, You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosened my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
大卫接着在十一节到第十二节那里讲，你将我的哭哀哭变为跳舞，将我的麻衣脱去，给我披上喜乐，好叫我的灵歌颂你，并不住声。耶和华我的神啊，我要称谢你直到永远。
Psalm 30 reveals that the Lord provides two kinds of security.
我们看这个诗篇第三十节，让我们能够看到上帝给了我们两种坚实的依靠。
The first is prosperity.
一种是我们生活的这个荣耀。
Verse 7 says, He is the one who makes our mountain stand strong.
那么第七节那里说耶和华叫我的山江山稳固。
The security that comes from prosperity is from the Lord. It is His blessing.
我们生活当中的一切好的事情都是来自于我们的上帝。
But the second kind of security is greater and deeper than the first.
那么第二种保证，第二种靠山也是从神而来，比第一种更大更稳固。
It is the security of the Lord Himself.
那这个靠山就是我们最终我们的神。
His character and His promises.
是我们神的属性以及我们神给我们的这个应许。
Psalm 46, 1 to 2 says, God is our refuge and strength.
那么第诗篇第四十六章那里讲，神是我们的避难所。
A very present help in trouble.
我们的这个我们可能会受到威胁。
Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea.
那么我们从来不，因为我们心里有神，我们不会担心我们大山跟大海将要逝去。
When the mountain of our security is shaken. The Lord remains our security.
当我们内心的磐石动摇的时候，我们的上帝永远在那里坚实不动。
The Lord may hide His face, but He will never leave us.
我们的上帝很可能会掩面而去，但是他永远不离开我们。
The security that is from Him may be shaken.
我们所假设的这个保证很可能会动摇。
But the security that He is will endure.
但是上帝是我们的最终的磐石，永远如此。
And this is what David speaks of in our second main point, the Lord's favor and joy.
那么这就是我们要看的第二点，大卫跟我们讲的第二点，上帝给我们带来的喜乐。
The Lord gives favor above anger and joy after weeping.
那么我们上帝会给我们带来比愤怒更大的喜乐。
In verse 4, King David turns from praise for his personal deliverance to call the people to praise God with him.
那么从第四节那里可以看到大卫，通过他自己的释放，号召人民赞美我们的上帝。
So Psalm 30 verse 4 says, Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name.
三十章第四节那里说，耶和华的圣名啊，你们要歌颂他，称颂他可纪念的圣名。
Why should God's saints, His people, give praise and thanks to Him?
那么我们上帝会救，为什么要救那些赞美他的人呢？
Verse 5 gives us the reason.
那么第五节，那么上帝给了我们这样的答案。
For His anger is but for a moment, and His favor is for a lifetime.
因为他的怒气不过是转瞬之间，他的恩典乃是一生。
Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning.
一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨必有欢呼。
Verse 5 tells us that the people's praise is based on a proportion and a progression.
那么我们才可以看到，我们人的赞美是有量跟有度的。
The proportion of favor to anger.
那么我们可以看到这里边有两个对比，一个是神的恩典和愤怒。
And the progression to joy from weeping.
那么我们可以从这个哭泣一直到欢腾这样的进展。
First, the proportion of favor.
那么我们第一可以看到这个他的这个从恩典怒气到恩典。
Verse 5 says that with regard to his saints, the Lord's anger is but for a moment.
那么我们可以看到上帝是有愤怒，但是他会给我们有对我们有愤怒。
We should not presume that every sorrow.And sickness comes from the Lord's anger.
我们不应该认为所有我们内生活当中的苦难都是由神而来。
The story of Job in the Old Testament and the story of the man born blind in the New Testament keeps us from that judgmental attitude.
雅各的故事以及那个生下来就是瞎眼的这个故事告诉我们如此。
We must remember the Lord's words when in John 9 verses 2 to 3, his disciples asked him.Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
那么我们可以看到经文里边的那个故事，那里讲一个人生下来说，生下来的人就是瞎子，那他跟他的父母是，他都是有罪的吗？
And Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him.
那么耶稣回答说，不是这个人或者他的父母是谁信了是神的旨意。
Paul says that we live in a world that is subject to decay and to bondage.
我们保罗那里告诉我们讲我们的这个世界将会变坏。
It is groaning for redemption.
那么我们这个世界将会需要救赎。
And we ourselves groan with it.
我们在这个世界当中也一起需要救赎。
So we cannot presume that every sorrow and sickness comes from the Lord's anger.
因此我们不能这样认为我们生活当中的所有的一切的苦难都来自于神。
However, on the other hand,
但在另一方面
in many psalms, as in this morning psalm,
在很多诗篇当中就像这一篇一样
the psalmist recognizes that his suffering is related to his sin.
那么这个诗篇告诉我们我们的痛苦是与我们的罪有关。
It is difficult to know whether this language of the Lord's anger should be applied directly to Christians.
那么很难我们现在不太容易能够知道把这种语言与神的语言所联系起来。
For Christians, the wrath of God has been satisfied in the atoning death of Christ.
那么在主耶稣基督的死已经满足了神的愤怒。
And yet as our Father, He may be grieved with us and chastise us.
那么我们的神还会可能会这个惩治我们。
And Paul shows in 1 Corinthians 11 that His discipline may be severe, even leading to death.
那么在保罗在新约圣经里告诉我们神的惩处很可能是很严厉的甚至有时候会死亡。
Though His design is not to destroy but to save, the Lord may still lead His children.Through suffering because of their sin.
那么神的惩治不是设计来惩罚我们，而是让我们死里复生。
And yet, while Psalm 30 acknowledges the reality of God's displeasure, its focus is on the overwhelming abundance of His favor.
那么我们看到诗篇第三十八节，我们看到了神的这个实际的想法，他是让我们得最终来救护我们。
The saints' praise should come from recognizing the patience and mercy of the Lord with His people.
那么圣人的这个看法是让我们认识到我们神救赎的这个整个的过程。
Though the Lord would be right to consume them in an instant, yet His anger is only for a moment, and His favor is for a lifetime.
上帝的愤怒会很强大，可能会消使我们消失，但是只是转瞬之间即过。
If this is not our experience, if we do not feel the largeness of the Lord's favor,
如果我们感觉不到神的恩典的庞大
then we do not see the holiness of God and understand what our sins deserve.
我们如果不能够明白的上帝对我们身上犯的罪的这个旨意的话
if we see the Lord in ourselves truly,
如果我们在我们身上能够看到神的显现的话
then we would know that at their foundations our lives are not characterized by injustice
那么我们可以看到我们生活的基础并不是这个不义来作为记号
being wronged or deprived
我们并不是我们做了一些神从我们当中拿走一些什么东西。
Nor by justice getting what we deserve.
而且神也不并不是用公义来惩治我们。
But rather by grace.
那么神给我们完完全全的是恩典。
We are those surrounded and upheld by undeserved favor.
我们四周沉浸在我们根本不配的恩典当中。
The life contains many hardships.
那么我们生活当中还会有苦难。
Whether because of our sin or simply because we live in a fallen world.
那么这些呢，很可能是因为我们的罪性，甚至因为我们生活在一个堕落的世界当中。
Every moment is full and bursting with grace.
那么我们生活当中的每一个时刻都充满了神丰丰富富的恩典。
His favor is for a lifetime.
我们的神的恩典是永世长存的。
This overwhelming proportion of favor.Leads to the people's praise.
那么神对我们巨大的恩典，使我们对神有崇拜之心。
And praise to the Lord should come not only from the proportion of favor, but also from the progression toward joy in our lives.
那么我们不但看到神恩典的巨大，我们也要看到神逐步使我们把我们带到欢乐。
If our lives were a musical composition, we could say the dominant key would be favor.And the coda would be joy.
那么我们看到，如果我们生活当中的变化千万，那么最终的这个生活当中的密码是喜乐。
Verse 5 continues, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning.
我们可以看到第五章，一夜虽有哭，第五节，一夜虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
There will be a night.
我们当中会有黑暗。
When everything seems threatened.Uncertain or lost.
当我们丢弃的时候，当我们受到威胁的时候，当一切都是很黑暗的时候
，It may concern our health or the health of those we love.
有可能是因为我们的身体以及我们亲人的身体不好。
It may be our financial security.
因为我们可能这个生计上有问题。
It may be our relationships.
也有可能是我们的关系跟亲人的关系出了问题。
It may even be our own sense of identity and direction in life.
也有可能是我们生活出现了彷徨迷茫的过程。
It may be our understanding of God or assurance of salvation.
也许我们对神的救赎以及神的本身产生了怀疑。
It may be the disheartening choices of our children.
也许是我们的孩子对我们做了很多伤心的事情。
And in that night, there will be weeping.
在这种在黑暗的夜当中，我们可能会有哭泣。
And the weeping may tarry.
那么这个哭泣会撕心裂肺。
The grief and pain may stay long.
那么我们的这个在这个痛苦当中的这个痛苦会延续。
Longer than we imagine.
可能比我们想象的要延续的时间更长。
Longer than anyone can understand.
它能够延续到任何时间，比任何人想象都会长。
And yet, for all this, joy comes in the morning.
但是我们要记住，在这所有一切的背后，早晨这个欢乐会到来。
There will be new mercies every morning, and the ending will be joy.
当我们这一切都早晨结束的时候，我们就会看到神的恩典跟眷顾。
Joy not weeping will have the last word. Joy not weeping will have the last word.
当这个恩典来到的时候，我们就没有哭泣。
Joy will triumph through the grace of God.
那么欢乐会最终战胜一切苦难。
In the Psalms, the morning is often a metaphor to the time after trial.
那么在这个诗篇里边，早晨也就是它象征着我们痛苦的结束。
So, for example, Psalm 46:5 says of Zion, "God is in the midst of her; she shall not be moved. God will help her." When morning dawns,
那么诗篇第46篇那里讲上帝会永远的帮助我们。
Psalm 30:13-14 says, "Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days."
我们看这个30章第十。Psalm 90页90章第13到第14节，那里说， 你大能的臂膀，你的手有力，你的右手也要高举，公义和公平是你宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在你的面前。
In Psalm 143:7-8 says, Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love. For in you I trust.
诗篇第143:7-8，诗人在那里讲：耶和华，求你迅速应允我，我的心神耗尽，不要向我掩面，免得我像那些下坑的人一样。求你使我清晨能听到你慈爱之言，因我倚靠你。
So also our psalm says, joy comes with the morning.
我们在读的这篇经文告诉我们，这个欢乐在早晨而来。
Take heart, there will be a morning.
我们大家一定要相信是会有早晨的。
Light will break over the horizon.
那么生命会在地平线重新升起。
The sun will rise and weeping will be turned to joy.
太阳永远会升起来，我们的哭泣会停止。
And this is the Lord's doing.
这是我们上帝的作为。
It's His promise and His work.
这是上帝的话语以及他的应允。
So in the darkness, do not harden your heart to Him.
在我们痛苦的时候，在黑暗的时候，我们不要痛心疾首。
Do not turn away from Him, but turn to Him.
在我们最困苦的时候，我们不要离弃神而去，我们应该仰望我们的神。
As Isaiah says in Isaiah 50:10, Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
就像以赛亚那里说，我们在困苦的时候一定要相信我们神的名。
He will lead us through hardships.
上帝会带领我们走出我们的痛苦苦难。
But he is leading us to joy.
他把我们带向我们的欢乐。
Our shepherd knows that the dark valleys are the way to the good pasture.
那么放羊的人都会知道这个黑暗的这条路带我们向光明的牧场。
So trust in him.
我们一定要相信他。
We have seen David's story of God's hidden face and deliverance.
我们看到了大卫的释放以及神的话语。
And we have heard David's summons for the people to praise the Lord for his favor and joy.
我们能够看到大卫在号召他周遭的人来赞美我们的神。
But what is the connection between the two?
那么这两者之间有什么这个联系呢？
Between David's deliverance in verses 1-3,
那么在这个大卫的这个释放中
and the people's praise in verses 4-5,
这个第四节到第五节人的欢呼和赞美中。
This is our third point, David's deliverance and the people's praise.
那么这就是我们今天要讲的第三点，大卫的释放以及人们的欢呼。
How is it that David's experience of God's personal deliverance should lead all the people to praise and trust in God?
大卫自己经历释放的自己经历释放的这个经历，怎么会带领所有的人来欢呼敬拜我们的神呢？
How does the experience of this one man lead to all the people's praise?
大卫的个人经历怎么会带动世间万人能够来到赞美我们的神呢？
In part is because David is one of God's saints.
因为在某种意义上说，大卫是神的仆人。
He shares in the life of God's people.
因为他与神的子民共生。
But even more, it is because David is the king.
最重要的是因为大卫是王。
The king embodies and represents his people.
那么这个王来代表了他自己的人民。
The people find their life and well-being in the king.
那么呢他的子民在神这个王的身上找到了他们的生命。
In the king's deliverance from death, the life of the people is preserved.
那么他这个人民的王的生命得到了释放，人民的生活就得到了保障。
If the king dies, the people themselves are led into chaos.
那么如果神大卫要是死了的话，他的子民也就会慌乱。
Whereas in the salvation of the king from his foes, the whole kingdom is saved.
那么通过他的敌人的这个 拯救整个的这个王国都会得到拯救。
And that is why David's deliverance in verses 1 to 3 may be the occasion for the praise of all in verse 4.
因此我们从第一章第三节看到大卫的这个释放带领着所有的人号召所有的人向我赞美我们的神。
Furthermore, the king's deliverance becomes a pattern for his people's deliverance.
那么我们从大卫的释放看到了人的在人他的子民的释放。
Notice in David's praise in verse 11.
我们看第一看到第十一节大卫对神的赞美。
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness.
你将我的哀哭变为跳舞，将我的麻衣脱去，给我披上喜乐。
And then in verse 5, David applies this personal progression from grief to joy to all the people.
那么看到第五节大卫把他自己在身这个经历的神的经历告诉了他的子民。
Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
大卫在那里说，一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨必有欢呼。
The king is saying, just as my mourning was turned into dancing.
那么他在告诉他的子民。我的早晨从痛苦变为欢乐。
So your weeping will be turned to joy.
那么你们的哭泣也会变成欢乐。
And so also David commits to praise and give thanks to the Lord forever in verse 12.
在第十二节我们看到大卫他这个他赞美我们的神。
And so he summons the people to praise and give thanks.In verse 5,
他同时也号召他的子民歌颂赞美他。
As the people share in the king's deliverance, so they share in his praise to the Lord.
那么他的子民也通过上帝对大卫的释放，也来这个经历他们自己的释放。
As it was for Israel and David, so it is for us as well.
那么也就是说，对大卫、对以色列人是这样，对我们也是同样。
So it is for us as well with David's greater son, the anointed King Jesus, our Messiah.
那么同时呢，对这个大卫的儿子也是一样。
Unlike David, King Jesus never presumed on the Lord's favor and prosperity.
那么就像大卫一样我们的神耶稣基督也从来没有这个从来没有认为神的所给的一切保障都是自然的。
Rather, he lived in moment.By moment dependence on his father and openness to his will.
然而他却每一分每一秒钟都在生活在对神的依靠当中。
And yet Jesus did know the hidden face of God.
我们的主耶稣基督确实知道神会掩其面。
For he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那么耶稣基督会这个在十字架上呼求神啊神啊你为何会抛弃我。
And for Jesus, weeping did tarry for the night.
那么我们看到主耶稣基督在黑暗当中的哭泣。
The night in Gethsemane and the nighttime darkness of Golgotha.
那么我们看到这个这个黑夜的延续。
And the Lord's anger was for a moment.
但是我们可以看到神的愤怒只是延续了暂时。
A terribly intense moment.
那么这个是非常非常神的这个很大的愤怒。
When the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
当时我们看到这个神这个定罪的时候。
And poured out the full cup of his wrath on his son.
那么我们可以看到上帝把他所有的怒火都浇在他儿子的身上。
But though God hid his face from our king.
虽然我们的上帝对我们的这个神对我们的君王掩面。
In the end, he did not allow his enemies to rejoice over him.
但最终，上帝却没有使他的敌人得胜。
He drew him up from the pit.
他把他从这个坑里边救了出来。
And though there was a night of weeping,
虽然有黑夜的哭泣
，joy came with Sunday morning.
但是主日的清晨。这个喜乐来临。
And though there was a moment of great anger, yet the Lord's favor was his for eternity.
虽然有神的愤怒，但是神的恩典最终到达。
And so this psalm, Psalm 30, is true for us because it was and is true for our King, and we are united to him.
在这个诗篇第三十篇 如果这个诗篇对他自己的儿子也是这样的话，那么对我们也是一样。
The morning of his resurrection is the basis of our hope.
那么主耶稣基督在早晨的主日早晨的复活，就是我们的生命，就是我们生命的盼望。
Listen to how Paul describes one of his most difficult trials in 2 Corinthians 1.
那么这就是保罗在他的这个试炼最痛苦的时候，他做这样的见证。
Verses 8 to 9.
第七节到第九节。
For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death.
以至于我们知道我们的死刑将要来临。
Then listen to what Paul says.
我们听保罗的话语。
But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
这一点是让我们让我们更加依靠我们的神，让我们的神把我们从死亡当中拯救出来。
He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will deliver us again.
那么神对我们的拯救是一而再，再而三。
You see, the resurrection of Christ became the basis of Paul's hope as he was utterly burdened and despaired.
那么主耶稣基督的复活是保罗信仰的真理的根基。
So also in our troubles, let us look to Christ raised for us.
当我们在深陷困境的时候，我们要保持我们对上帝应许的盼望。
And the God who raised him. And the God who raised him.
那么神会神会把我们提起来。
Because Jesus has borne the Lord's anger, the Lord's favor is with us for eternity.
因为主耶稣基督从神的愤怒而生。神的恩典就临到了我们。
Because of him, the weeping may tarry in the night, but joy will come in the morning.
虽然正因为如此，我们的哭泣会在夜晚当中存在，但是早晨我们就会有新的生命。
Throughout our lives, the Lord will bring mornings to our nights of trial.
在我们生活的当中，上帝会不停地把光明灿烂的早晨带到我们生活当中。
And these little cycles.From weeping to joy.
这些小的转折一直比如说从 哭泣到欢乐。
From night to morning.
从黑暗到早晨。
Are a miniature of the much larger movement.
那么是一个更大神的更大计划的缩影。
Of this life to the next.
是我们生命当中的。
The morning after each trial will fade.
那么这个我们试炼的之后。我们的早晨会到来。
We will encounter new trials.
但是呢，我们还会遇到新的挑战。
But those mornings point forward to the morning of the resurrection.
那么我们得到的早晨会给我们带来第二个早晨，第三个早晨。
So Paul considers our whole present life as a night.
那么保罗把我们在世的生活比喻成为黑暗。
And the coming salvation is the day.
那么最终的救赎是早晨。
Romans 13:11-12 says, For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand.
那么这个保罗在那里说救赎将会来临就像早晨最终将会来临一样。
Keep your eyes on Jesus who has gone before us from suffering into glory.
我们要把我们的眼定睛在主耶稣基督身上，他把我们从黑暗带到光明。
He speaks to us these words in John 16:33.
他在圣经里边这样跟我们讲。
In the world, you will have tribulation.
那么在世界将会有动荡不安。
But take heart, I have overcome the world.
我们大家一定要坚信，我已经战胜了这个世界。
So brothers and sisters, do not lose heart.But rely on the God who raises the dead and on His Son who has been raised.
请大家不要这个灰心丧气，我们一定要坚定信心，我们的神会带领我们冲出黑暗。
Weeping may tarry for the night.
我们在黑暗当中很可能会这个我们的心会破碎。
But in our King Jesus, resurrection joy will come with the morning.
在我们主耶稣基督的身上，复活的喜乐将会到来。
Let's pray together.
我们大家一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we confess that all we have comes from you.
亲爱的上帝，我们向你们忏悔，我们所有的一切都来自于你。
It's by your favor that our mountains stand strong.
因为你的恩典，我们内心的大山才会坚定。
But Lord, we come together as your people.
主啊，我们作为你的子民来到你的面前。
And confess we've often presumed on your favor.
主啊，我们会向你献上我们的忏悔。我们常常会认为你的恩典是很自然的。
We've assumed I shall never be shaken.
我们也承认我们从来不会动摇。
And you've brought us through times where you've hidden your face.
主啊，你也同时让我们看到你也会时常向我们掩面。
So that we are dismayed.
以至于我们惊讶惊愕。
And this was not to destroy us.
主啊，我们知道这一切都不是为了让我们这个彻底的打败我们
，but to bring us back to you，
而是让我们归到你的面前。
So our Father, we pray you would soften our hearts。
主啊，也求你能够软化我们每一位弟兄姐妹的心。
And let your severe mercy do its work in us。
主啊，让你的恩典在我们内心动工。
That we may draw near to you in prayer。
在我们的祷告当中，我们会离你越来越近。
And in praising you for your favor and your joy.
我赞美你，歌颂你。
Father, help us to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
主啊，也求你保守我们，让我们定睛于在耶稣基督身上。
Our King who has gone through the night of weeping.
主啊，我们的主耶稣已经经历了我们所经历的苦难。
And gone before us into joy.
主啊，他把我们带到了这个喜乐的面前。
Help us not to lose heart.
主啊，请你保守帮助我们，不要让我们失去信心。
We pray in His name.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉他的名求。
Amen.
Amen.